and action.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
I gotta say that.
Yes.
Public service announcement. Using opinions or other opinions.
Fuck that bullshit. They are my opinions. That's me, Shauna, and my guests. No one else's. Remember, this show ain't for chitlin's ears, so listening discretion and viewing discretion is advised. This is a paranormal horror crime show, so the scenes and the sounds can be a little terrifying to those little ears and those little eyeballs. And of course, there's obviously cussing. I mean, it's me. Also, please don't do anything that these stupid-ass people do in this video or this podcast. Oh, and please, obviously, don't go out killing people. This is for entertainment purposes and for you guys to listen with your ears. Consume the knowledge. And now, time for the show.
Everybody, it's Shauna with Exploring the Paranormal Perspective. Give me a moment because I am leaving the floor open to you guys to ask me questions or to come on and tell me about your experience in the paranormal. You're more than welcome just to chit chat in the chat and let me know if you'd like to tell your story. What's up, Floofy? How you doing? Welcome to Exploring the Paranormal Perspective. This is a live show, so sometimes there's going to be things that happen to where the guest might have a problem or the guest might not be able to show up or something may be miscombobulated and technical difficulties arise. So it just happens. This happens when you have a live show. So you have to improvise and come up with something else. Unfortunately, I did not do that. So, it's been a while since I did a live show. I mean, the last time I did an actual live show was, 2017. So that was probably the last time I actually did a live show like this for a podcast. But yes, the floor is open for anybody that would like to talk about anything that's paranormal with them. I will talk about some of my paranormal stories that I've had. I am going to in the future have some EVPs and stuff ready for you guys, so just in case something like this happens again, I will be able to show you guys some of the awesome EVPs and stuff that we've found over the years. At this point in time, however, I am going to change the look here in just a moment. I just have to get my bearings together. No tunes, no guests, unfortunately. She had to reschedule, and she rescheduled for the 28th. So she will be on the 28th, and we will update everything accordingly. And the schedule will be going up today. And after this podcast, I will come back on for the Geeks channel. I will not be gaming. I will actually be working on banners and stuff. So I'm going to leave it open just to chit chat with you guys. And if you guys have any kind of ideas or anything you want to throw out there for the banner that I'm working on, or even the intro, because I'm actually working on my intro and Premiere. And I'm going to know, I don't know if my computer can handle Premiere and this. I guess we're going to find out. But at this time, I am just going to chit chat about my paranormal, what's going on, what happened to me. I'll start off with the very first one. Whenever I was a little girl, I remember my mama talking to me about some of the paranormal things that happened to her. She had had quite a few paranormal experiences, and I'm pretty sure she'll probably tell me I'm wrong on some of these things as I retell them. But, you know, whenever you get stories and you think about them over the years, it can get convoluted. However, I remember she had told me this one incident where she and her sisters were moving into this one house, and there were two stories, I believe, and the bottom house used to be a morgue. And even though they knew about it, they weren't really thinking about it. Then, of course, who really does if they're skeptics or really don't believe in stuff like that? My mama had a room in the bottom floor, on the bottom floor, and she remembers going into the shower. Now, this isn't about me. I'm sorry. I did say I was going to start off with my first memory. Well, this was my first memory because my mama used to tell me about it. But she remembers being in the shower, and she heard the washing machine going. The shower was kind of like close to the back door, and then the back door kind of led onto a little patio thing that was covered, and the washer and dryer were out there. And she remembers hearing the washing machine going, and she was like, well, who's here doing the wash? So she got out of the shower, and she kind of looked around, and she screamed for her sisters to see if anybody was doing the laundry, and she didn't hear any response. So she didn't hear the washer either, so she went back into the shower. As she was in the shower, she heard it again, and she just went out of the shower, and of course she was wrapped around, you know, she had a towel wrapped around her. But she went out into that patio, and the washing machine was going, but the biggest deal is on that one, it was unplugged. So that was her spooky tale, but she had quite a few. She had quite a few spooky tales. Another one was one of my aunts was tinkering in some kind of dark stuff. And while she was tinkering with the dark stuff, you know, let me fix this collab before I go into this, because this is not good. I was going to, like, this is the intermission screen. Oh, it's working now. Yay. Okay, well, let's transition over. Streamlabs wasn't showing me that it was working, but now it's working. So there we go. You can see the chat. The chat is up there and beautiful, and yay. Back to the story. My aunt was tinkering in some pretty dark stuff, and she was working on a Ouija board. While she was working on the Ouija board, she decided that it started to get a little too dark for her. So they decided to throw away the Ouija board. Well, the Ouija board kept coming back in different spots and different places. And they decided one day in the fireplace, they were going to burn it. Well, Mom said that whenever they put it in the fireplace and they started burning it, it started moaning and groaning, like something inside of it was suffering in the fire. That to me would have been like, no, what? I would have taken my sister to a priest and been like, okay, y'all really need to pray for her. Y'all need to pray for her now. Sorry, whenever I speak and I type at the same time, I end up typing when I speak. You would like to tell? What are you doing, bit? What? What? Well, you can play with it after my show. What? Oh, that one's not done.
I know.
But should have got some shaving cream. You should have got some shaving cream.
Are you good?
To put into it. Okay, I'm updating my stream info. Oh my bejeebus crispy! This is a convoluted mess. I'm sorry, guys. I'm working on it. Oh my jeez. Okay. But if you have a ghost story you would like to tell and you want to be on the show, let me know and we can put you over in Discord, or I can just tell your ghost story from the chat. People can see the chat, so you're more than welcome to share your ghost story and we can talk about it. If anybody has any questions on any kind of paranormal equipment or paranormal phenomena such as UFOs or Bigfoot or paranormal happenings that have happened to you, let me know and we'll talk about it. The next story that I have is myself. I remember being, I was little, I was 5 years old when my papaw passed away. And I remember crying and going outside and being on the swing set and wishing that he would push me. And I remember saying, you know, papaw, could you please push me, I miss you. And I felt a push. And after that, there were many other paranormal instances that you really don't think about until you get into that investigative mode and you start investigating situations. And then you're like, whoa, was that paranormal? Was that something that really happened? So you go back and then you just start thinking of all the times that's happened to you, and you can't explain something. So yeah, possibility it could be paranormal, or possibility it could have been something else. But there are a lot of situations that occur. I know, listening to some other people's stories and the things that happened to them is actually really interesting and sometimes really sad. You get some that really want to believe that something's going on or that something is happening inside their location. And you can see in their soul that they're really wanting this person to still be around and still be with them. But the little sounds they hear or the images they get, it's not paranormal. I had this one instance where a gentleman came to me privately, and I'm not going to say where he's from or what his name is or anything. And my dog, sorry. And he swore up and down that there was so many orbs going around in his house, so many orbs that were appearing and showing up. And he had a camera on it and he took pictures of it. But unfortunately, it was dust. Every time I walked by, you could see the dust coming up. And what's up, Sebby? How you doing? I'm sorry, I don't have the sound alerts on here for this. I do need to fix that because I do want the sound alerts to be up on here, and I want the audience to be interactive. And eventually, I'm probably going to go back and forth on it and see how I'm going to do this, because I'm going to have to remember, I'm going to log in on one and have it for Geeks Paranormal, and I'm going to log in on another and have it for EPP and be like, oh, I forgot to change them over. So we'll see what happens. I would really like to just keep everything on one channel because I'm just one person and I do everything. So I want to make sure, except for my wonderful mods that are out there that are helping me with my chats, though they're amazing, Tunes and Floofy. But I probably will have it fixed for, because I know there's some guests that are not going to appreciate the funny, pervy, derogative blurbs and stuff that I have out there. So I'm going to have to have two different ones for EPP and for Geeks, unless somebody can tell me how to fix that, because I got into the blurbs and I can't fix it. I can't turn off the R rated and turn on the G one because for some reason they still both come up. So I have no idea how to do it. If you know how to do it, please feel free to tell me. I'll be happy to take your advice. But going back to, a lot of the situations that I've had, there have been many places that are many things that I've experienced with people actually coming to me and asking me questions, such as the person that came to me and asked me about the orbs and they were telling me that demonic stuff was happening, that evil things was happening. So I actually called on my friend. I call him Padre Casey. He's actually a priest. He's a Catholic priest. He reached out to this person, and he told me that he kind of figured out what it was and that everything is now taken care of. There was also another incident where I got a message, because I always try to encourage people, if you want a private, if you need something privately done, just please whisper to me on, or DM me on Facebook, or DM, maybe I'm in the middle of the show. Yes. Hang on. What are you getting it? Did you get it? Almost. So you need more? You're going to tell me something that happened?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
So they went to the house.
Uh-huh. They had deer heads? Uh-huh. Oh, Isaac and then went and played right over the house? So is Isaac starting to believe in stuff like that now? Well, I'll have to ask Isaac then. Interesting. But, there are some incidences where I'm going to have to call on somebody else. Like the other incidents that I was getting into was someone out in Canada, or not in Canada, but near Canada. And they were advising that they were getting some really bad juju going on at a place. They had just moved in. There was actually no instances of any kind of thing that might have happened that was bad in that area. However, they kept saying they kept experiencing things happening and going on. So we. It's my husband. So I couldn't make it on my own. I couldn't make it to the property on my own, and I wouldn't go by myself, period. I always suggest always having somebody with you, whether you're male, female, whatever. Make sure you always have a partner with you when you go out to someone's location or to a property, because you never know what you're walking into when you go into these places. And I reached out to another paranormal friend of mine who actually has quite a few collabs all across the United States, and asked them if they knew of anyone who is Bill Reap. Bill Reap is the gentleman that I reached out to from Reap Paranormal. And I asked them if they knew of anybody that could go to this location, that this guy is really scared and he seems worried. He'd like to have someone, you know, come out and take a look at the property, regardless of if it had any bad instances happening. Bill did find someone that was willing to go out, and they kept me in the loop, let me know what was happening, what was going on. And unfortunately, there was nothing happening. There was no sign of paranormal, no sign of anything. And whenever they did the research on the house, they couldn't find anything that happened on that property. But needless to say, you may not find something that happened on the property that's on paper, but, you know, something could have happened way before we started keeping records and everything of stuff that could have possibly happened in that area. And why would it not have lingered? But at the time that they went out, they still didn't find anything. So unfortunately, we weren't able. Well, I'm not saying that there's nothing paranormal going on there. I'm just saying that they weren't able to find anything happening at this location. So at that time, they kind of just like nipped it in the bud. He hasn't contacted me back. I haven't heard from him. And so that case was another one that we kind of like, oh man, you know. There was also another instance where, someone reached out to me on Facebook, and again, I'm going to keep this private. They were worried, or they were wondering about a picture that they had taken. In the picture, it looked like there was a little bit of a distortion over the person's hand. So whenever I looked at it and I saw it, and I kind of asked them, I'm like, okay, so where were you at? Were there any windows where you were? If there were windows, were there any cars going by? Was there anything reflective on the walls that could have caused the light distortion to go over you? Anything that could have possibly have given this, because it didn't look like a lens flare. It looked honestly like a little ball of mist that was right over the hand. And at that time, the person said that they were talking about their dad. And on the wall next to him was like a uniform that their dad had worn. I believe it was a uniform. I'm gonna have to look at the picture again. I'm sorry. But looked like an image of they had just been talking about their dad. They were talking to somebody else and they had noticed it and they had brought it up to that person. That person's like, oh, that's nothing. It's just a reflection of something and blah, 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 blah. But after I investigated the image, asked him all these questions, had him take more pictures of the area. I do not believe that was a reflection off of anything. There was no way any kind of reflection could have put that mist form over the hand. And I even had them walk through and try to do the whole setup again, retrace their steps, everything. And they honestly believe that it was their dad that was there while they were talking about him. And I mean, I couldn't explain it. I couldn't explain away what that was. So, I mean, who's to say it's probably was his dad that was there. So that was an interesting story that I was happy could have that could have an happy ending or could not. I don't know. I wasn't there to investigate it. I just saw the image and heard the story and done some deduction. So maybe we'll see. I do still keep in touch with this person. So if they ever have anything come up again, that they can let me know about it or they can show me, and I'd be happy to help them. I'm always happy to help. We've had quite a few private instances at locations locally that is rather interesting. I know one location we went to quite a few years back. We were asked to go on this investigation with Darren Evans. And have I seen objects move? No. Not well. Okay, so rewind play. I don't know if my friend did this or not, but I know that at one point in time, I was playing on the Ouija board. And we were talking to this one entity that kept talking about how it was going to kill me and bring me to the other side so I could be with them and blah, blah, blah. And it was, of course, scaring me. I was a kid. I think I was like 15, 16 years old. I think I was 16. And when I kept telling it, no, 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 the planchet flew off the board. However, I could not tell you if it was something she did because it was on our knees or if it was something, you know, that it was an entity. If it was, then yes, I did see something fly. If not, then no. I have seen stuff out of the corner of my eye, but not necessarily fly. I have seen an apparition at one point in time, but no, unfortunately, I have not seen things fly. Like I know on Ghost Adventures, one of the very first videos they had was of a brick, I think it was, that shot up and flew across the room. That to me would be so interesting and cool to catch. Of course, it would probably be scary as hell to anybody else. But that to me is, yes, that is star gold footage right there. If they didn't rig it and have a string or something attached to it. But no, there was also another instance on Ghost Adventures where a rock flew and they caught it on camera and they even took it to a professor. I don't remember what he was. He was a science professor or something like that. And he could not explain. He could not explain what it was and how it shot up like it did. But no, have you, Toons? Have you seen something fly? Now, I have seen, there is video footage that I've got to go through my videos again. The videos, again, as I say, are going to be posted up on the Patreon page. So if you want to go through them, you're more than welcome to. I will be sharing footage of what I have found and seen on Rumble and on here. So you guys will be able to see that. I will have that set up to where we'll put it on the show just in case something like this happens again. In the meantime, I did see something that looked like hair. And you know how whenever you watch videos, you can see all the different kind of particles and stuff flying, especially on night vision camera. You can see stuff like that flying all over. We caught something at a business that we had investigated, and it looked like a piece of string kind of floating in the air. And then it kind of just hovered and stopped. And then it looked like it was expanding and forming out into like an apparition. It was so incredible. And I'm sitting there going, no, that's not, what is it doing? Because it was just floating there. It wasn't like going off like you'd think it would in air and stuff, but it was actually trying to form. So we're going back through the video footage and trying to find it. And see, once I do find it, if I put it up on Patreon and somebody finds it before I do, oh my gosh, you'll get all the credit. But I'm gonna post it up and have it out there for everybody to see and look at, because that was incredible. There's a lot of things that happened at that location that I cannot explain, and I tried to explain everything away, like, oh, it's cat hair, or oh, it's the cats, or oh, it's lights outside. And there's some that, yes, it's possible it could be, but there's others that, oh, no. There was a video that I had for an introduction on another thing a couple of years back that had the ending that said, be careful, in a male's voice. And it was actually a response to something that happened in that location. I was investigating a room that had a pentagram hanging on the door. And the person that owned it had said that a lot of stuff, that pentagram will fly off that door and go to the other room. So I wanted to see it fly. This is in relation to what your question is. So I go into the room and I'm like, okay, yeah, do you not like this? And I'm pointing to the pentagram. And I'm like, well, if you don't like it, just throw it off the wall. Let me see you throw it. I want to see it. And then across my spirit box, no lie, said, be careful. But at the time, I thought it said it's terrible. I said, well, if it's terrible, throw it off the wall. Just throw it off the wall. I'm hard of hearing. For those that don't know, I wear hearing aids and my right ear is almost completely gone. Unfortunately, so I hear things differently sometimes. But I really thought it was, and you know, terrible, but he had honestly said, be careful. And you hear that same voice all throughout the night on that spirit box. And he is responding to so much of what I'm doing. And it was so incredible. And I want to go back to this place so bad because it's so amazing. And what's up, Waffles? How are you? Sebi. Hi. No, you're fine. Thank you for coming back. Do you have a ghost story, Waffle? But I really want to go back. Like this location, after research was done and everything, we found out that a veteran had actually died close to that location. And the tragic thing about how he died was he was waiting for the bus. And I don't know what happened, but he slipped off the curb or something and the bus hit him. And he actually died right there. And he was a decorated veteran. Funny thing is, whenever I go back to listen to some of the spirit box that I found, he's actually talking to me in military code, like Alpha, Beta, you know, Beta, Charlie, all that. And so he's going Delta, Echo. he's saying the military alphabet, and it's like he's trying to get my attention, and you could tell he's trying to get my attention. And it is awesome. It is so awesome because you don't realize what you find while you're there, because some of the stuff you really don't hear. You don't hear it at that moment unless you're doing an EVP and you have great ears. But after reviewing, it's like, you know, they're really, I have many, but not my experiences. Oops, caps was on. You're yelling. Well, a couple experiences are mine. Okay.
Exploring the paranormal perspective. We'll be right back. Don't forget to click that like, subscribe, follow. You know the drill. Wherever you watch, wherever you listen. And thank you so much for your support.
Hey, I told you we're going to be right back. It wasn't that long, right? Right?
Oh, Sebby. Let's see. What are you saying? What a cool nickname. Waffle Crucia. Right? Alarian, what's up? I love when the ghost hunter is skeptical and actually tries to explain the things that happen instead of just crying ghosts. Right? Exactly. Every time I get I know this is a ghost, I've experienced it. Put example. There's another host out there on ParaX Radio Network. So those that don't get to watch the live can go to ParaX Radio Network and watch it, because after a couple of days, these videos will come down and I will be putting them up on the Patreon page. So if you want to keep watching these, or you want to watch the videos, then they'll be on Patreon. However, the audio is going to go on ParaX Radio on Wednesdays, and then it's going to go up on Audio Bloom. So it'll be on Spotify. The audio will be on Spotify on that Thursday. I have to get everything up and going again because I totally forgot everything with ParaX Radio. My apologies, Barbara and Rebecca and all them. I'm so sorry. When was your first experience? My first experience. I was five whenever, because I experienced my papaw pushing me on the swing set after he died. I was crying and I had asked him if he would push me. Or I told him I'd missed him and I would wish he could push me again. And I felt a nudge on my back. Now, granted, that was a very ass long time ago. And I didn't even think about it until I grew up, and because my mom used to tell me ghost stories. So, but that was, I would have to say five would be my first experience. Now, I don't remember a lot of other experiences that happened because, of course, my mom was telling me this crazy, this stuff shouldn't be real, and da 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 da. But, you know, things happen like that. But, Alarian, on your statement, yes, this person had a person on. I'm very skeptical about things. I'm very skeptical about things, and I try to debunk things before. And I know this one host had a guest on that had a video up, and you could see her hair being tugged. But the video only shows the back of her. And I'm sitting there going, is there another angle? Is there a front camera or a side camera or something that we can see so that we can't see her tugging her hair or somebody else tugging her? Because you see her kind of move. And he said, no, but there's nobody there in front of her. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't know that. I don't know that there was not anybody in front of her. I do not know that she didn't reach up with her hand and pull her hair. If she had another angle that I could see where there's nobody in front of her and her hair get pulled at the same time, then I can say, spot on, yes, that's fucking paranormal. Great catch. Good fucking job. But if you don't have all the angles covered and there's something that you could totally hide to where, because I could easily just move my hand and tug my own hair. I mean, it's not hard. Not saying that it didn't happen to her. I'm just saying I'm skeptical of it because I did not see another angle. So, yes, Alarian, I understand where you're coming from on that. Now what, baby? Did you have something you wanted to say? No? Did you get it all done? Okay, awesome. All right. Luffy, what kind of equipment do you use when you investigate? I used to use static night vision cameras with a DVR system, but my DVR system had crashed. And I started using my night vision camera. Well, I didn't start using. I've always had a handheld night vision camera that I take with me, and I have a digital recorder. Those are my favorite ones to use at all times because I always have the camera on and I always have the digital recorder on. I have a recorder going the minute I walk into the building and walk around and try to find the locations I want to set up at. And then I have, I never cut them off, but I'm going to start at the suggestion of Adrian from RVPRI. And I'm going to start cutting them off after the walkthrough and then restarting them again on the investigation. But, and my spirit box. Oh, I love my spirit box. I do want a portal box so the white noise can be like gone. And I'm actually looking into getting it from one of the guests on a mug that we had. But yeah, I would love to have a portal box because the white noise, I have to agree, the white noise can kind of be annoying. But when you're in the moment and you're asking the questions and you're getting those immediate responses back, and some of those responses are the same flipping voice, and you're on an AM station or you're on the AM queue that's spinning around, and I mean, this, it's amazing. I love it. But those are the three main equipments I use, is the spirit box, the digital recorder, and the night vision camera, the handheld that I use. Now, what you should use and what an investigator should have on them at all times, you have to get a vest or a backpack or something, you need a camera. Because if you're in a situation where you hear something or something happens, you should take 3 to 4 pictures of that one spot. And as you go around, continue to take pictures, 3 to 4 pictures, because you want to get the before and the after. Because if you do find something, you want to be able to investigate it and say, okay, well, it was just a reflection off of this at the time, so blah, blah, blah. Or, well, there's nothing in this picture, and there's a face right there, and then there's nothing in this picture, and nothing in this picture. So that way you can pretty much decipher, okay, wait, that could be a paranormal situation. You know, Alarian burst photo mode would be pretty good. I use the party mode, which is the burst photo mode, on my Nikon. Sorry, guys. On my Nikon. So the burst is a good thing. Manual is also a good thing, because I think the burst, you can also cause digital overlap, and that could cause problems. Manual would probably be the best to take. I would also suggest, since you're going to be in a dark area, to make sure the flash is on, unless you have a night vision photo camera, which I haven't really looked into, so I am unsure about that. I'm sure they're out there, but I haven't seen them. If you have a night vision photo camera that has an IR light, I suggest using that. But yes, burst or manual, multiple photos could be I'm sorry, could be something that you can use. Just remember, on the party mode, if it could digitally overlap, be careful. Make sure you're investigating that. And if you have multiple overlaps, then it could be something that you might not want to use that when you want to do it manually. So yes, good question, Larian. Good one. Sebi, but you know that already. Okay, thanks for the questions, Fluffy. I want to know that too. Did you ever get hunted by a ghost? Can they be angry, dangerous? I have never been followed home by a ghost. Of course, I do say, you know, you can't follow me, you gotta stay here, blah blah blah. But how's that gonna hold a ghost into one spot? You know, they're gonna. Fuck you. I'm going to come whenever I want to go. Bitch, don't tell me where I can stay or where I can't stay. But no, I have never had a ghost follow me. However, I have had experience where I believe my Oma and my Mama have came into play. But from locations, no. Do I believe they can be dangerous and angry? Yes, I do believe there are dangerous and angry ghosts out there. Now, dangerous and angry, like in Phasmophobia games and stuff like that. No, I have never experienced anything like that. And if it gets to that point, it could be a very bad poltergeist, or you really need to find a priest because something is probably going on that you really need to find somebody to help you out. That kind of situation is something where if I know of something like that happening to anybody I know about, then I try to suggest getting a priest or their pastor or their preacher, whatever, whatever religion or nationality they believe in. Especially the Native Americans, they have their wise man that they can go to and speak to about. And there's also, you know, like the Muslims and the different religions, they all have different ways of doing things. So whatever your religion is, go speak to that person and let them know that you got something happening and that you really need to get this taken care of and looked at, because at that point it's crazy. But yes, I do believe that there can be angry and dangerous spirits because of their energy. It's a lot of energy. Oh, like in the Constantine film? Well, I don't know about that. No, I've never seen it personally. I've never seen anything like that. I've never witnessed anything like that. So I couldn't tell you. I have seen videos and I've heard audio tapes of like exorcists and exorcisms. And that to me is scary as all get out, because if I can find some of the links that I had found in the past, I'll have to put them up on the blog, because it is crazy. The stuff that you hear and listen to, and you can hear their voices totally change. Now, granted, yes, there are amazing people out there that can do amazing voice changes, like Robin Williams and Steven Crowder and some other people that can just change their voices completely. However, whenever technology advances, so does the science of it and what they look at and the tone and fluctuations and how it is exactly that person's voice. And I don't know, I mean, they to go from a female voice to a very deep, dark, low pitched voice, I mean, I still sound like myself, I'm just sounding stupid and going in the low voice. I don't know, it's crazy what they find. Now, a lot of the exorcism that they've done in the past, they don't have any video footage or anything from it because it's private. It's something that they don't have. But I believe there are some video footage out there. If I can find it, I will post it up. Authentic? I don't know. It's a lot of things that happen in the Vatican are kind of a little questiony. But yeah, stuff like that happens. I mean, have you ever seen, what is that movie? I can't even think of it right now. I watched it and at first it was like, oh, and then like the third film, it came in with witches and stuff. And I was like, oh, but I mean, it's still a good film nonetheless. But, yeah, no, I don't know. I couldn't answer you, Sebi, on that one. I don't know. I've never experienced it myself, so I can't say that it can't happen, I guess. But I've had quite a few experiences that are crazy in the paranormal. I say don't go to a property by yourself. Don't ever go to a property by yourself. That is very, very true. However, as long as somebody knows where you're going and checks on you from time to time, or you check in from time to time in the location that you're at, that's fine. Because there's some spirits that won't react to more than one person in the room. There's some spirits that will react to a whole group of people that are in the room. There's this one place that I go to that I can't really say the name of it or where it's located. I can say where it's located at, but I can't say the name of it. But, I've gone there so many times, and I love going there with new people in my group because it is an amazing place to experience the paranormal and experience things that you just can't explain. And the last time that I went there, or not the last time, I'm sorry, because I went there the last time with Adrian and Tina. But the time before that I went there, I was, and I do believe I have my live feed still on the Book of Faces on the Geeks Paranormal page. I'm walking down the hallway of the fifth floor of this place, and I am talking to the live feed, I'm talking to the chat, and I hear the door close behind me from where I had left the door. But then I hear it again, and it was like, are you there? Because in some places that you're at, they just want, you can't hear it because of the whispering or the talking, or even, you know, when you're in a group and you're asking questions, sometimes the spirits just won't respond because either they don't want to talk to that one person, or they don't want to, they're shy. Waffle Crucia. Okay, I think this was paranormal, or my mind was just playing tricks on my black ass. So I used to work in a group home with three other employees, and we took care of four guys. So anyway, during the evening, I was sitting on the floor in the living room playing in my phone, and I happened to look up into one of the dining rooms, and I see this figure. Completely transparent. It was moving very slowly. I'm watching this, whatever it was, move slowly across the room. It was almost like it had an outline, even though it was invisible. That is a very... If you had your phone, why didn't you take a video of it or take a picture? Oh my God, that would have been great. But yeah, if... I don't know. Were you tired? And unless somebody had a very damn good projector, I don't see how you could see something like that without kind of glitches or anything going across. You're always tired. You were stuck. You know, I was stuck when I saw my first apparition, too. And I had my camera on my dashboard of my van. And instead of flipping it around, like, I mean, even by the time I flipped it around, it would have been gone because it was just a quick flash across the front of my van. But I mean, I understand being frozen. Whenever you see something like that, you're just like, you no longer work there. Oh, for shame. I was going to say the next time you see something like that, ask them questions. See if they died there. See if you can get their name or anything, and then research the name. That's the big thing. If they do give you a name and you hear a name, research the name and see if that name is involved in that location. Sure, go ahead, share away. I'm always interested in hearing stuff like that. Are you just listening? Yeah. Are you finding it cool? Yeah. Oh, thank you. Happy Mammy's Day to your wife. Y'all have children. Awesome. I do too. I absolutely love paranormal things. Oh no, you're fine. You're totally fine. We will have another show. I will post it up to where we'll have a show of you guys being able to tell your ghost stories on here. You're more than welcome to come into the chat and Discord and share it vocally. Or if you want to come on camera, we can do that too. If you want to share it in the chat room and you don't want to do it vocally, that's fine as well. Do you think the spirits choose to speak to more open individuals, or do you think they just choose one person, Do you think the spirits choose to speak to more open individuals, or do you think they just choose on a person to person basis randomly? You know, that's a very good question, Alarian. You know, I'm not really sure. Maybe they do it based on what they sense and they feel of that particular person, kind of like a cat or an animal does, or even a child. They can sense if somebody is, or they may even know if somebody is evil or has bad intentions, or if somebody is truly wanting to find out information. Or if somebody even has a gift. I don't have that kind of gift. I don't have the gift to be able to see somebody. I talk to them through EVP or the spirit box. Now, however, I have recently in the last few years been able to hear the spirit that's in my house from time to time. But I mean, there you can hear them without the equipment as well, because there are some that you can hear. Like, we heard whistling. There was multiple people that was doing the investigation that one night, and we could hear whistling going on the second floor of this building that we were at. So, yeah, there's always an audible chance of being able to catch it. But being able to catch it digitally is another thing. What was that? But let's see. I'm trying to see if somebody said something else. Okay, no. However, I think there's a lot of ghosts that choose to try to talk to whoever they can, honestly. If there's those out there that want to have their story known or to know what's going on, I think they reach out to the person that can actually hear them and speak to them and get the information and questions that they want. Because why wouldn't you? As a spirit, I would want to. The first person that can understand me and hear me and speak to me and even see me, yeah, I'm going to jump on that. I've always been sensitive to vibes, but I can't see. I've learned to trust them. Oh, yeah. Always trust your instincts. Your body gives off those instincts for a reason. And if you're in a location, like, I've always felt comfortable in this place, so I've never had any fight or flight kind of situations go on. But there have been some places that I can't say that I was scared of the situation for myself personally, but maybe for somebody else. I've never left a location. I've never left a location. I've never really been so scared out of my wits that I get jump up and run. Usually I'm running towards the situation, which is probably stupid, but trying to be that person that actually gets the facts and the investigation out there is my big thing. That is the big key, is to show people that people aren't crazy. This stuff does happen. Regardless of whether or not you want to believe it, you can be a skeptic all you want to, but there are things that does happen. Just because it hasn't happened to you does not mean that somebody has not had a paranormal experience that happened to them. That's why I always try to keep an open mind on situations, and I try to go in with empathy and logic and think about the situation. That's why whenever I hear ghost hunters, I think of people that actually go out and just get something just to try to claim it's a ghost. I am a paranormal investigator. I investigate the situation. I try to debunk the situation. I go through all the possibilities of what something could be before I finally say, okay, you know what? I can't explain it. Well, you still might be crazy, but not about seeing any spirits, right? Right? That's it. That's just it. But, yeah, I have to say, this being in this field for the last 11, this going on 11 years this year, I can't believe it, has been an amazing ride, and it just keeps getting better and better every year. And doing the podcast has been even more incredible, because I find out so much more about other paranormal things, like cryptids and UFOs. And I mean, hopefully here soon, I'm going to have quite a few people that are ufologists that we'll be coming on to talk about UFOs and try to explain some of the military things that are going on. And there's this one author that I'm trying to reach out to. She doesn't get on Facebook a lot, but I'm trying to reach out to her. And she has this book on UFOs coming from the water, and very, very interesting of the stuff that she's found and the stuff that she's heard about it. I have personally seen UFOs in my lifetime, and I couldn't explain what they were. It was so incredible and so interesting. And at the time, that sometimes scares me, because I like living here on Earth and I don't want to be probed. Okay, that was a pun. No, I don't know what happens whenever they get you. I just know what some people have said. But you got to think, some of the stuff that's happened in the past, a lot of people want to call them crazy. Well, sometimes, wouldn't you look into that further to find out the facts of it before you find out if somebody's actually crazy or not? I mean, look into it deeper and get more information on it before just pinpointing them that they're crazy because somebody else said they were crazy. The show is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Waffle. Do you believe in other paranormal fields? Yes. Oh, see, I was just answering your question. We were right there. But yeah, I don't know. I've never seen them. I am a little skeptic of Bigfoot. However, if you really do research into it, and I has a lot of Bigfoot people just slam me on this, because I'll ask them, okay, so you said there was a Bigfoot spotting at this time. There was also a UFO spotting at this time. Couldn't Bigfoot be an alien, or maybe come from the UFO, or maybe an alternate kind of dimension, a veil or something? Because you see him, but he's gone, and there's not a sighting for a long time until he's seen again. And then when he's seen again, there's also another UFO spotted. So I kind of have I want to ask these ufologists this information as well, because, you know, I don't know. I have put more research into spirits and paranormal and demons and stuff than I have in UFOs and Bigfoot. So I'm hoping to get a lot more cryptid people on here and ufologists on here, so I can find out more information with you guys. And witchcraft. Yes. Yeah, I believe in witchcraft. I do. I believe certain people can have certain abilities depending on their mindset and what they believe in. Now, do I believe in witchcraft like the movie? No. I don't know. I've never personally seen stuff like that happen. I believe that everybody has a right to their own religion. And if that's something they believe in, then that's something that's probably gives them the power to do what they need to do or what they want to do. So I believe that is stuff that is based on the individual and what they believe in. But I do believe that there may be cryptids out there, like Nessie or fairies or things like that. I always think that maybe these myths and these urban legends have always come from something that was seen. Something, because you know that game where you whisper in one's ear and then that person whispers in the other person's ear. And it goes on down the line of people. And then the last person says what they think they heard. And the whole sentence gets misconstrued and misunderstood. I think that myths and urban legends are something like that as well, where it goes on throughout the generations and it gets told a different way, or it gets something added to it or something. But I believe they all come from something. So keep that in mind when you hear about an urban legend or a myth, and research it. Always, always research it. Don't ever take some stranger's word for it. Don't ever, just like in today's age, research it. Always, always research it, because you never know who's going to throw out a theory and try to claim that it's real, or if they're going to say something that's a total lie and keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it, hoping to make it true. Thank you for dropping by. On that note, everybody, I have gone over to the time that I believe I wasted. Not wasted. I'm sorry. That's a bad term. That I was on waiting for someone, waiting for my guest to show up that I had the wrong date on. So we are going to call it now. And I thank you guys so much for dropping in. Like I said, I'm going to put a calendar up. If you have ghost stories you'd like to tell, I will post up the Discord. I'll post you to the Discord. And I will let you guys know on the dates that I'm going to have those. Stay tuned, because I'm also going to post up when I'm going to be going on the paranormal investigations, because those will be live on Kick. I am also going to post up the conventions that I'm going to be at. So stay tuned. There's a lot more to come. If you haven't followed, please hit that follow button. If you want to subscribe, you don't have to, but please, it helps me out. It helps me be able to go do some investigations and go do the conventions to see you guys. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. And until next time, Bye, y'all.